Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivations Talk Show. And today we have an exciting show. We're doing our roundtable, and we haven't had that in a while, so I hope that you enjoy the topic this evening. What I have on the line, I have three of our Avon representatives, one being myself, who have achieved the opportunity or earned the opportunity to participate in the AUL Academy show. Academy. And so we'll have those individuals, Ellen Edwards and Clarabelle, who are going to share their experience with our listening audience, and that's Clarabelle Perez. So let me plug everyone in, and we'll get started. So, Ellen, do you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Let me see if I can find Clarabelle. I'm not sure certain this is Clarabelle. Clarabelle?
Hi. Yes, hi, Pat. I'm here.
Oh, great. Terrific. So, well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations to everyone for having, you know, the ability to achieve and, or I should say, earn the spot in the Avon AUL Academy. So before we start, I'm going to have Clarabelle, who is no stranger to the radio show, just to tell us briefly a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Pat. My name is Clarabelle Perez, as you know. I've been with Avon for about 2 years, and I am Advanced Unit Leader with Avon, and that is a person who has a group of a team, the partnership with me in selling and prospecting, trying to get some dreams and goals and be successful with Avon and hopefully soon become senior executive as you, Pat, and as you, Ellen. Ellen.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Clarabelle, so you said you've been in, you're doing Avon for 2 years. Are you doing Avon full-time? I'm not certain if you are or not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, so how long has it been since you've been doing Avon full-time?
Well, I do full-time pretty much all the since I started. I am doing some part-time jobs, but basically not for a long time, 2 or 3 months, but I continue doing the Avon the whole year since I started.
Well, congratulations. Any regrets? What do you find exciting about being a full-time Avon representative?
Well, first of all, my main job is my family with my kids, and I can have the opportunity to build up my business the way I like it, the way I can. I can be with my kids and my family most of the time. I can take them with me when I can also to do my job and recruiting. So, for instance, now that we are with the Magic Bus, I have the opportunity to take my daughter with me. She's 6 now, and she's been helping me handing out books and samples too. So this is something that is present for me, and this Magic Bus here has helped us to grow up our business with new representatives to the district and also to our teams.
Very, very
so
good.
So this is something that I love, because my first priority is my family. And then when I started the business, I realized that I could do both things together from home, and I have earnings. I have checks coming home every other week, and I have myself, you know, I have my customers and everything, so I can build up my business. I could go on vacation. I just came back from VR. I went to spend two weeks there. When I came, I found checks here from the 2 weeks that I was out. So this is something that is really exciting, and I know this is only the beginning.
Yes, it is. It really is only the beginning. Ellen, can you share with the listening audience, again, Ellen is not a stranger to the radio show. Can you share, Ellen, your Avon story as well?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I've been with Avon going on 3 years, and I do it part-time. I have a full-time job as a sales manager. And so I have been in leadership since we started. And I have one unit leader, Dylan Clark, and I'm working with two other members of my two other business business partners that I'm working with to help them achieve unit leader status. And so I'm working with them, and it's been very, very rewarding. I really enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to finishing AUL Academy at least an AUL, if not more.
Excellent, excellent. And one of the things that you're doing to achieve that leadership status of AUL is to you're working very closely with the people in your dial line, which is very, very good.
Yeah, one of the reasons is I wasn't advanced unit leader for a very short period of time, and I lost one of my unit leaders, unfortunately, and my rank dropped. And so one of the things that I wanted to make sure of is when I achieved that rank again, I wanted to hold on to it. And so, you know, you're constantly in a building mode. You always want to be stretching yourself because you don't want to find yourself in a position that it's very easy to lose your rank. So that's one of the things that I was really focused on. And I have a number of leaders. I have about four people that are on this, excuse me, I call it Accelerate to Unit Leader conference call that I do Wednesday evening. And it's been working out very well. Excuse me, I'm sorry. They're very motivated. They're working with their teams. So one of the things I learned from listening to Donna Reed Mitchell is that she works with her leaders, and so that's what I've been working on. So these ladies are very, very motivated, and so I'm working very closely with them.
Very good. Very, very good. And for myself, I have been an Avon representative for 3 years, and Avon, Ellen, I should say, is one of my recruits who I'm very, very proud of, and she's doing a fantastic job as an Avon representative as well as a leader. One of the things I've done immediately when I became an Avon representative was to develop this Avon Motivation Radio Show to help the people within our downline and other Avon representatives who are looking to take their Avon business to the next level. I have reached the rank of AUL, and like Ellen, I was at an Avon meeting in Rye when one of the experienced Avon representatives had said to me when she had congratulated me for achieving the rank of AUL, she said the thing you must do now is to immediately work on bringing someone else in your downline and making them a unit leader as well, because you don't want to rely on just the two people that you have. Just like Ellen said, you know, God forbid something happens to one of your unit leaders and you lose your rank. And like Ellen, that had happened to, I think, actually all three of us on the call, that has happened to us. We all made AUL around the same time. And then slowly but surely, Crowdell, myself, and Ellen, we all lost our AUL status, but we did not let that hold us back. We did not let that keep us down. We continue to move forward, and to keep our eyes on the prize. So for that, I congratulate everyone who's on this call, you know, Ellen and Clarabel, for the things that you do and continue to do in your Avon business / career. So that we're in our second module of the AUL Academy. But first, before we start that, Ellen, how did you feel when you first learned that you had actually achieved and earned a spot, a scholarship spot at the AUL Academy?
Well, I was obviously very, very happy. And then I also realized that regardless of whether I earned the scholarship, I was going to be in the class regardless. Because one of the things that I do is take this business seriously. It's not a hobby, it's a business. And so I feel that you need to invest in yourself. That's an additional training, books, whatever you need to do to advance yourself. And a lot of that, you can't just be spoon-fed. You have to actually, you know, look for information and go for it. One of the things with the scholarship, I know that you were also, people were allowed, if I'm correct, to actually pay for the class if you didn't get a scholarship or you got a partial scholarship. And I would say to anyone who really wants to move their business to the next level, that regardless of whether or not you're able to earn a full scholarship, that you really need to take the class. Invest the money. You can take it as a tax write-off and go and sit in the class. The classes are great. We're only in our second module. So we're going to be in here to almost Christmas.
No,
yeah. And, And very, very, very good. I've been sharing a lot of the things I've been learning with my business partners that I have on my Wednesday night call. And I tell you, it really, it's no joke. This class is excellent.
I agree with you 100%, Ellen, and thank you for sharing. Clarabel, how did you feel when you first learned that you had earned a spot in the full scholarship of the AOL Academy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, first I received an email that was telling me that I qualify for the breach to start this every other week conference call with Donna Myers and Renee Habley for people that might meet the criteria according to this criteria between, I think it was three campaigns. Qualification, with no recruits, and then I was going to those conference calls, which I was amazed with how many people were there and the motivation that everyone had, and people that were working hard every day with their downlines to get the qualification. So that was something that inspired me to go ahead and, you know, try to get it, because I was thinking that, you know, I was looking at the way they were at that time, it wasn't having a start yet. It was only a brief of what it was going to be. So I started to have this seriously, and, you know, I commit myself to qualified. And then when I get the confirmation, I was, you know, so happy. I was looking at other people the first day we started, that day when they find out, they were crying, they were feeling, their husbands or families, they were like if they won a trophy, because actually it is really an important company that are directing the course, and it's a really reputable direct selling women's alliance. We're gonna have a certificate at the end of in selling, in direct selling. So this is something that will push up our business and will give us a lot of tools to grow and to be successful and to help our team to be successful too.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Clarabel. And for myself, I remember, I think it was in April, when we had a meeting at Rye, and they had one young lady who had earned in the previous class, the AUL of Jazz, and she had shared with us her experience. And then they told us about the qualifications, and I said to myself, wow, I think for some reason I was really on fire in the month of March, as well as two people in my downline, Ellen being one, and we were recruiting like crazy. And I said, and I was a little uncertain the time period in which we had to get the 8 plus 15 names. So I was a little uncertain, but I didn't know if I had actually had qualified, but I thought I qualified. And then I would go on the youravon.com, which I like to call our back office, to try to see my status, but I was really unclear. And then once I got the email like Clarabelle had gotten and Ellen, I was very, very excited because, like Ellen, I had made up my mind that if I did not win the scholarship, that I was going to participate in this program anyway. I was just going to pay the money because I thought that it was just that important, not only for myself as an Avon representative trying to grow my business, but also it's important for your downline because what we learn through this class is something that we will share with our downline that will help our downline and members of our downline to grow their business as well. Clarabelle, what are some of the things that you learned? We only did two modules, and I should explain the modules. The first week of the module, you have your reading that you have to do, and then you have someone who presents from the DSWA. And then the second week is coaching, and they select people who have submitted their assessment. They will select two or three people, and they will do online coaching in which we all have the ability to listen. And then the third week is when we have this pretty much like correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, is more like a wrap up at the end, and then your homework is due shortly after that. So we've only been through. This is our second module. This is our. This will be our fifth week coming in tomorrow. Clarabelle, what would you say you've learned thus far, and have you implemented that with your team and working with your team?
Okay. Well, since I started, I find a lot of important things in the modules. The first one was our vision, and this is something that put me into, you know, a position to think why I am doing this, why I want to do it, why what I want to get. I mean, sometimes we just start the business for some reason because our friend just tell us that you can earn extra money or for this or that. I mean, you can have your own reason to start, or maybe because you're not working and you find some extra money with Avon, or because you want extra earnings every month, but you don't really do a serious in yourself. Why do you want to do it? What is your dream? What is your goal? Sit down and realize, imagine what is going to be your future in 5 years or in 7 years. And that is something that put me think, and I was looking at crazy magazines and everywhere to find my dream home, my dream car, my dream vacation, everything. And I put it all together and I made a dream board that everyone was crazy when they saw this. And I said, oh, my God, this is really, I mean, I've never thought about, you know, that big, but this is something that is true. You need to think your real why. You need to work for that every day, to set goals and get those goals. You need to clarify the why. You need to be sure what you want so you can get it. And this is something that put me in the perspective to work with my downline, to make a habit of prospecting, to do a seriously 90 business day, what I want to get in three months so far, because if you don't have a short goal, you won't get the long time goal. So this is something that is really important to have in mind.
I agree with you 100% about that, Clarabelle. Although I have done vision boards before, for some strange reason, I had never did one for my Avon business. And I think one of the things that I'm getting out of this class is that it's keeping me focused. It's making my Avon business real to me. And although I thought I was touching and being available to my downline, I find now that I'm communicating with my downline with a purpose to teach and to learn from them. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate from this class. And I think for those people who have been receiving my email blast, if you look at it really carefully, even that has slightly changed, because one of the things they've said when you send out an email blast or a newsletter or you do a call, that you should pre-send the agenda. So lately, the last two email blasts, that's what I have been incorporating so that people can see what is the subject matter. So that's just one of the things that I have learned and I've implemented in my Avon business. Ellen, can you answer the question as well?
Okay, I'm sorry. The question is, what
have you learned since you've been in the AUL Academy, and have you implemented any of those practices or things that you've learned in your Avon business?
Oh, yeah, there have been a lot of things, but I think the thing that really sticks with me is something that I actually was going over with my leaders last week on the conference call, and basically it's about the law of attraction and intention. One of the things that's very important in leadership is the sponsor, and one of the big things that's a big one for me is to what they call sponsor up. And so we had our conference call went much longer than it normally does because it was very, very interesting. And we were all pretty much saying the same thing. You know, you have to watch your words. You have to watch what you think, how you feel at all times, and you have to surround yourself with people who are positive and going in the same direction you are. So unknowingly, what a lot of us do is we attract what we put out. So if you're focus, energy goes wherever your focus is, that's where your energy goes. So one of the big takeaways for me, because I'm reading the book Build It Big, the first one, and I'm halfway through the book, and that's what it's talking about in this particular chapter. It's about the power of intention. So, you know, if your intention is to get people who, you know, want to work, want to be leaders, want to have a life, like the vision board that Clarabelle was just talking about, you have to put that energy out there to people so you can attract like-minded people. You have to get away from negative words like nobody wants to work, nobody wants to come to meetings, people really don't want to make money, I'm working very hard, nobody else wants to work. And you have to flip the script and start using more powerful words. And that's probably my biggest takeaway, and it's the thing that's probably the hardest for most people to do. You really, really have to pay attention to your words and what you are attracting.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Ellen, with everyone. One of the things I remember, I think it was on our third week of the AUL Academy, one of the young ladies had said that
they had invited her to present. And she was a person who went through the same journey as we now are going through. She graduated from UL Academy, and first of all, she qualified like within a couple of days, which was like amazing within itself. But the one thing that I had learned from her that came very excited about is that she shared with the group that after attending the AUL Academy, her complete downline was 68 people in her complete downline. So everybody knows that in Avon, our downline goes three levels deep. You have a first, second, third generation, and that's where you stop. And with this young lady, her generation was three generations total up to 68. And after graduating from the AUL Academy, her first generation alone was 68. And that was a wow moment for myself. And I said to myself, you know what? I can see that happening to me. And that's something that I want to achieve. And just like Clara Bell said, she's going to try to get senior EUL. I'm also going to go for those higher numbers and those higher rankings as a result of the AUL Academy. And it's funny because, you know, prior to the AUL Academy and being a part of it, I didn't even have, you know, really didn't even think of things that was really possible. And these are the types of things the AUL Academy does for you. It helps you see, it helps you expand your vision. And it helps you really, like Maria Rivera says, reach for the stars. Would your ladies agree to that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is true. And I remember that lady talking about these achievements. She started, I think she was the winner of the first AUL class last the previous one, the winter class,
right.
And
yes.
She was on fire. She was even amazing. She was amazing for Nikki and Grace and the Renee. Everyone was really excited with her because, you know, that was a huge achievement that she made.
Definitely.
And let me tell you that this is possible because I've been experiencing since I qualified. I was unit leader at that time. I became advanced unit leader within the bridge before I started the AUL Academy.
Uh-huh.
And I had only one leader at that time, and now I have two I qualified. And I had the third one now. So I am really excited. I'm working now to get my fourth leader, and I have over 100 representatives in my downline. So it's something that is now with the Magic Boss. I don't even imagine because we've been recruiting a lot of people every day with the Magic Boss, over 15 people every day since last Wednesday. So this is something that will boost our business. And we're planning every week at least two or three events, two or three places to go on recruiting. So this is something that once, you know, I know sooner or later will happen.
I believe that as well. Ellen, any thoughts, Ellen?
Well, you know, actually, while I was talking, you had the book that I've been reading in front of me, and I just want to read something really quickly, which I find very inspiring. It says, while others wished you worked, while others made excuses, you made changes. The very reason why others quit their direct selling business was the reason you were unstoppable. So in the moments when you're not feeling all that great, remember this, your tireless prospecting, your ceaseless bookings, your endless caring, and the coaching of your leaders will pay off in rewards that promise to surpass any effort you are now investing. That really kind of sums it up for me. It's amazing the people that are teaching the class. I think Nikki was reading somewhere in this book where in 1 year she sponsored some astronomical amount of people. And people were like incredulous, so how do you do that? And she proceeded to outline how she did it. So, again, you know, you can be unstoppable if you choose to make this a commitment. As they say all the time, you know, when you're in the business, you can work this business full-time, you can work it part-time, but you can't work it sometime. So if you truly want a business, then you have to treat it like one.
Absolutely. So with that being said, it's 9 o'clock, and maybe in 3 months we'll have another roundtable discussion, because at that point we will really have a lot of skin in the game, and we can even share even more about the AUL Academy. So I'd like to take this opportunity right now to thank Clarabelle and Ellen for participating. But, oh, before we go, and I failed to mention this in the very beginning, and we are in Maria Rivera's district, which is 2091, and out of the 100-plus people, and we could be very close to 700 people in that district, out of the 700 people, the ladies who are on this call right now, Clarabelle Perez, Ellen Edwards, and Patricia McDowell, were the only three that qualified and made the full scholarship to AUL Academy, and I'd like to congratulate all of you ladies.
Thank you.
And, I mean,
thank you very much. And I encourage all these people out there that are listening, leaders and people that are interested, to talk to their upline and ask them, because maybe that will be a good opportunity to you to build up, to boost your business to the next level. And also I encourage you to talk to the district manager about tomorrow's Magic Bus. Any one of you that could join us, because I think tomorrow is the last day in the area that they're working, and that would be great for to have more leaders there that could join and you know, find a representative for the downline.
Absolutely. Ellen, any parting words?
Another thing from the book, you can see I'm really into this book. It says, play the ball where it lies. For anybody who plays golf on the line, wherever your ball is, that's where you have to hit from. So, you know, wherever you are now, whether you're just starting out in the business, whether you just made unit leader, whether you're, you know, you haven't made unit leader, you just start from where you are and you just keep going and just keep your focus straight ahead and surround yourself with very confident people and people that are willing to help you. So good luck.
Thank you for that. And my parting words will be, if you believe, then you can achieve. It's just that simple. Ladies, thank you for being on the call. Everyone, I just want to remind you that Campaign 16, for those who have been receiving the emails and the letters, your order dates have changed. It changes in Campaign 16. I know I'm an RFPS 4, like everybody else on this call, Ellen and Clarabelle. So our orders will now go in on Friday. So please read your emails and get those. And there's some incentives for people to earn extra money during this period. So read your emails. Ladies, good night, everyone. Make it happen for next week. Take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.